This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Politicians often feel they have a target on their backs. If there's anyone who that applies to right now in Alabama politics, it's House Speaker Mike Hubbard. A grand jury in Lee County has already ensnared two state lawmakers, and the conventional wisdom is that body is after Hubbard. Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald sat down with Mike Hubbard last week. John's here to offer his observations and other thoughts on local politics. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, given the situation, what's Hubbard's general attitude now that he's, you know, more and more under the microscope?
Well, I mean, you can tell it's weighing on him a little bit. He describes difficulty he's had, you know, with his family and at night. But he's generally a type A personality that continues to be a type A personality, and you don't see a lot of cracks on that finish.
Well, Hubbard, his name has come up in a plea deal with one lawmaker and also in the indictment of another. You know, what are the allegations that are swirling around Hubbard?
Yeah. And with the grand jury, we don't know exactly what the allegations are, if there are allegations with Mike Hubbard. But, of course, with the other guys, Greg Wren pleaded guilty. And in the plea agreement there, it made the claim that Mike Hubbard voted on a budget that would have exclusively benefited one of his clients. As far as the representative Barry Moore, who was indicted, he was indicted on a perjury charge and a conversation was taped in which he was telling a potential challenger that Mike Hubbard would withhold funds from an economic development project if he did not get out of the race. And while that doesn't necessarily prove anything about Mike Hubbard, it brings him into the mix. Lots of people are being called, and it's clearly looking at Mike's business relationships across the state.
So his name has come up in these indictments. We don't know exactly what that may or may not mean, but how does Hubbard respond to these allegations, this chatter?
Yeah, well, and it is more than chatter because there are a lot of people being called, but he basically says it's a political attack. We've of course heard that from a lot of politicians. So, but he believes the old power structure that was replaced by his power structure is angry that they've lost their power and have come after him full tilt.
Well, having sat down with him, talked to him, sort of what impressions are you left about this whole situation about him?
I think Mike Hubbard is Mike Hubbard, and he's going to fight this like he's fought everything else. And my real feeling is that he is developing an offensive, and he will come forward.
You write that Hubbard is the most powerful figure in Alabama politics. Has he lost any power based on what's happened so far?
You know, I think only in the sense that people close to him may be feeling some pressure from prosecutors and others to come forward. And so maybe some of those people he could go to with complete surety are no longer so sure, and that wears on your power.
Well, also this morning, it's no secret, influence and politics and money often go together. And one company in particular is drawing the attention of a couple of Birmingham City Council members for pulling down a six-figure no-bid contract. And John, first tell us about this company, Strata Professional Services.
Strata, yeah, they've been around for some time and are quite connected, incorporated by Edmund Waters, who used to be an associate of Donald Watkins, and Jeff Pitts of Matrix, and a guy from Dunn Construction. But they have done lots of work or have received lots of contracts, should we say, have often subcontracted them out, but have been associated with county sewers and other city plans, very politically connected.
So they're very politically connected to Birmingham area politicians. What's going on here that has a couple of city council members so upset?
Councilor Scales and Lucinda Scales and Councilor Stephen Hoyt basically say it's a waste of money that they have got a $180,000 contract over the next 2 years to develop sort of a feasibility study for rail lines and Birmingport improvements and some things that really they believe have been studied before. And they're saying, hey, don't we have people at DOT, don't we have people at the Metropolitan Planning Organization and others who can do these things, and why are we paying somebody? And Lashonda Scales said basically, you know, every time these people show up, things change, and that's the issue.
Well, at the risk of sounding cynical, you know, politicians often do business with people they have relationships with. Relationships often involve money. This seems kind of like standard operating procedure.
It does, except for, you know, one, that doesn't make it right. Two, as Scales pointed out herself, do we have a deficit or not? And the city is currently running at least a $12 million deficit. And And at some point, those things have to change.
Well, just a moment or so left, but lest you think John can only beat up on the city council, he is capable of some praise as well. In fact, he's praising the council for a moment of good governance. So what's this moment of good governance?
Well, there's been a long-awaited land bank proposal in which would help the city get rid of some of its blight. And the council and the mayor had been at odds over appointing authority, who gets to appoint a majority. And there were some very heated words. But at the last minute, they came together, and they both gave a little bit, and they both compromised, and they did something that I believe is going to make this town a better town.
John Archbold is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at AL.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.